comes to high school basketball.
Skip pass goes over to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Farmer dribbling the ball in the lane, spins, takes it down the lane, her shot is up there and in. Nice move by Chandra Farmer for St. Cecilia.
We've said it so many times, survive and advance. You want drama? This is it.
Shot blocked. The shot is blocked by Hastings. Pankratz gets the block, gets the ball, and then gets fouled. And the fans come to their feet here for the Hastings High Tigers.
This is March Madness. It's more than a catchphrase. It's a feeling you get only one time of year. After a grueling season, three games stand between you and a state title.
Trying to triple team the point guard, Hummel. She throws over the top, gets the ball back, swings it left wing to Kovacher. 27-18, Bobcats. 16-footer, Hernandez Pyle, no good. Willicott offensive put back is good.
It's the Grove State Basketball Playoffs on Platte River Radio, and it starts right now.
Everybody, welcome to high school basketball for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We're at Lincoln Southwest for an opening round game in Class D1 here this afternoon. The Blue Hill Bobcats getting set to take on the Warriors out of Fullerton. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here this afternoon on the breeze. Blue Hill coming in a record of 22 wins and two losses on the season. The Bobcats lost early in the year, losing to Superior 40-33 and losing to Hastings St. Cecilia 55-42. Since then, the Bobcats have rounded off 20 straight wins. They beat Harvard and Red Cloud during the sub-district tournament this year. They beat Harvard by the score of 69-23, beat Red Cloud 49-21. Then they beat Axtell in the district championship ball game by a score of 50-27. They got some good players on this squad here. They're making their fifth state tournament appearance, but their first since 2012 under head coach Tim Streff. The leading scorer for the Blue Hill Bobcats is Lene Kometcher, who's averaging 15.2 points per ball game. Also, Mackenzie Willicott averaging 21.5 points per ball game for the Bobcats. But we'll see a team in Fullerton here this afternoon that's making their second state tournament appearance, but their first one since 2004. This is a team that is 20-4. On the season, they actually got one of the two wild cards in Class D1 this year. They beat St. Edward in the first round of their sub-districts by a score of 52-25. Beat High Plains Community 52-35, but then lost to Humphrey St. Francis in the district championship ball game 36-29. Their other losses this year have been to Centura 51-50, to Stewart 58-45, and also to Twin River by a score of 39-34. So it's a first round matchup here in Class D1. Blue Hill taking on Fullerton. The winner is going to play tomorrow at 10:45 with the Bob Devaney Sports Center against St. Mary's. We just saw a record-breaking performance in the ball game right before this one, as the two teams combined for some 148 points in the contest. St. Mary's, the number one seed in Class D1, outlasting Friend by a score of 75-73. So whoever wins this ball game, a big, big task tomorrow in the semifinals against St. Mary's, a team that improves to 23-2 on the season. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. New Tech proudly presenting our pregame show with Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seeds is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get a couple of words with Blue Hill head coach Tim Straff as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And our pregame show continues as we talk with Blue Hill head coach Tim Streff. And coach, it's been a great season so far, and it culminates here at the state tournament. It's going to be good to be back.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of the girls. They've played really well up to this point. And I expect more of the same tonight. You know, it's been a few years since we've been here, but this group, I think, is ready to go.
You guys are 22-2 during the regular season. Had a great run all season long.
Yeah, you know, we've won 20 in a row now, most of them fairly comfortably. But it's a whole new ball game now.
Talk about your sub-districts and your districts, your trip here.
You know, I mean, we were tested. We've seen some solid teams. Red Cloud is one of the better defensive teams you're going to find. They're so fundamentally sound. So they test us there. And Axtell is a pretty athletic team that likes to get up and down, and we did all right there as well.
Cole Metro and Willicott continue to do the thing for you.
I mean, they're a dynamic duo. They can put points on the board pretty quickly, very athletic and very driven seniors. I mean, we have great senior leadership, and that's one reason we're here.
What about the field this year in the state tournament? What do you see here?
You know, it's very balanced, especially in D1. You got all the top eight seeds, wild card points anyway, there. You know, it's what you want to see when you get to the state tournament.
Fullerton, your first-round opponents, what have you seen out of them?
I think they're very similar to us. They have quick athletic guards up top of their zone, good big girls inside, and they like to try to push the ball inside like a lot like we do.
What's this game going to come down to, the inside play?
You know, I think the inside play a little bit, but I think it'll neutralize each other. I think it's going to come down to which guards can hit some perimeter shots.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Tim Strauff, the head coach for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Blue Hill and Fullerton on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
All right, back here at Lincoln Southwest High School. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament on the Breeze, KLYQ 94.5. We've heard from Tim Strauff, the head man at Blue Hill here this afternoon. Our coach's interview brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. So an interesting day so far at the Girls State High School basketball tournament. The big story, it was Omaha Benson, the defending champs in Class A, losing to the eighth-seeded team Norfolk in a ball game just completed down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The number 8 seed Norfolk, a 13-12 team, knocking off undefeated Omaha Benson 26-0. Norfolk wins today by a score of 46-37. Some of the other games from earlier today in Class B, it was Omaha Gross over Elkhorn South 44-41. Lincoln Pines took care of Scotts Bluff 55-29. Class C1 today, first ball game right out of the gates, Minden losing to Pierce by the score of 56-48. And it was Lincoln Christian rolling past Omaha Concordia today by the score of 67-47. Ball game just completed at the Sports Center. Norfolk Catholic over Wahoo Newman 66-56. Crofton winners over Ponca 58-27. Dundee County Stratton over Humphrey St. Francis by the score of 59-58. Howells Dodge beat Emerson Hubbard today 55-43. Other games, it was a St. Mary's winners over Friend in the ball game just completed here 75-73. Stewart wins over Mullen 59-37. Fall City Sacred Heart over Crawford today by the score of 44-30. That's some of the action that you have missed so far in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. We've got this ball game here today on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, Blue Hill and Fullerton. Other games on our network of stations tonight. Immediately following this one over at 7 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, it'll be Giltner against Sandhills Thetford. Also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight, Sutton will take on Freeman. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS tonight, you get the Hastings doubleheader, Hastings St. Cecilia against North Platte St. Pat's, and it followed by Hastings High and Norris. And on ESPN 1460 KXPN tonight, you get the game between Kearney and Lincoln Northeast. Blue Hill and Fullerton here today, here on the Breeze. Your starting lineup, Cheyenne Ostrander getting a start for Fullerton. Also coming out will be Macy Peregrin. Peregrin is one of the leading scorers, averaging double figures here this year. Ashley Frenzen is getting a start. She's a 5'2" junior. Also getting a start will be Holly Plumtree, and also Spencer Herman for the Fullerton Lady Warriors. Again, the record at 20 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Blue Hill Bobcats, 22-2. They have won 20 games in a row here for Blue Hill. Again, losing only to Superior and to Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this season. They will come out with Kenzie Hubble. She's going to get a start, a 5'5" sophomore here. Also coming up, Jericho Hernandez Pyle, a 5'6" sophomore. Also, Lene Kometcher, a 5'5" senior. Mackenzie Willicott, a 5'9" senior. And also, Adrienne Lipker, a 5'11" senior, getting a start here tonight or this afternoon for the Blue Hill Bobcats. So, Blue Hill and Fullerton going at it here this afternoon. The winner will get St. Mary's tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Blue Hill is a team that is averaging 59.6 points per ball game on offense. They give up 30.8 on the defensive end. Their defense this year has been tremendous. Meanwhile, they're seeing a team in Fullerton that averages about 50 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 33 points per ball game on defense. So we're set to go. Girls high school basketball from the state tournament in Lincoln. Fullerton going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here this afternoon. They'll be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red. The Blue Hill Bobcats will be coming out in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in blue here this afternoon. Good crowd on hand here at Lincoln Southwest High School. This is the second game, actually, of the second session here today at Lincoln Southwest. So Blue Hill comes out. Jumping up will be a Willicott for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Plumtree, Holly Plumtree for Fullerton. Blue Hill will shoot to our basket to our left, and we are set to go. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Blue Hill. So the Bobcats will have the opening possession. Looks like Fullerton is going to start off with a 1-3-1 zone defense here in the basketball game. Kenzie Hubble with the ball comes across the top to Kometcher. They get the ball inside to Lipker. Her basket be deflected and is taken down by Fullerton. First turnover on Blue Hill. A pass down the floor is going to be intercepted right back. Kenzie Hubble comes back the other way for Blue Hill. Driving is Hernandez Pyle, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for Blue Hill in the first two possessions here this afternoon. It's going to be Fullerton coming back with the basketball. They shoot to our basket to our right here this afternoon. Blue Hill is going to stay hunkered down in a zone defense most of the day here today. Ostrander with the ball. Frenzen on the wing. They lob it to the elbow. Right side to Herman. Down on the baseline on the right side. That's Frenzen with the ball. Comes up high on the block. That's going to be Ostrander. They work it back around to the left block. The shot is up there. It's going to be knocked down. Herman takes a shot, and the ball is knocked out of her hands by Lipker of Blue Hill. And the Bobcats come back with the basketball. This is Kinsey Hubble just underway. They get it to Lipker at the free throw line. Lipker comes back out into three-point territory to Hubble. Over on the wing on the left side to Kometcher. Kometcher, one of the leading scorers here for Blue Hill. Bounce pass goes to Lipker at the top of the key. Kicks it back out here to Kinsey Hubble, 25 feet away from the basket. No score between Blue Hill and Fullerton. There's a long pass down low. Willicott grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Mackenzie Willicott, she's averaging 21.5 points per ball game. She gets the first field goal to go down. And the Bobcats are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. And a turnover on Fullerton. They try to take it down on the left baseline. They throw it out of bounds. That's the second turnover on Fullerton here in the basketball game. So Blue Hill will come back the other direction. The Bobcats have got the early lead over Fullerton. It's 2-0. You're listening to the girls' state tournament here today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Kometcher with the ball, goes back door to Hubble. The ball is going to be deflected away, and it's picked up here by Herman. Third turnover on Blue Hill in the ball game. Fullerton coming back the other way, running it down the right sideline. They move it down in the corner to Frenzen. She tries to drive, and she is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Willicott picks up the personal foul here for the Bobcats. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number one on Blue Hill here in the first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. Fullerton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Again, way out on top now to Cheyenne Ostrander. Ostrander down to Frenzen. Back out to Ostrander on the left wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Herman. Her shot from 10, no good. Rebound comes on Willicott. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. They get it to Hubble. Cross-court pass comes over here to Kometcher. Out to Lipker. Now to Hubble again. 25 feet away from the basket. Here's Hernandez. Pyle with the ball. Gets it inside to Willicott. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Herman. Spencer Herman with the ball now for Fullerton. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Feeds it over the wing on the right side. Back inside down to Herman, and she's going to be fouled in the play. She took it down the lane. Got the pass back from Ashley Frenzen on the wing there for the Fullerton Warriors. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Blue Hill. It's going to go on Lipker. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Bobcats. Ashley Frenzen will inbound the ball here for Fullerton. Right underneath the basketball is going to be tipped away. Scramble is on. Willicott has it. Now she's tied up on the play. A jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Fullerton. So we'll say right here, the Warriors will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole again. Frenzen comes way out on top. With the basketball out there is going to be Peregrin. A feet over the far side. His shot's up there. No good. Foul shot. No good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Personal foul is going to be called on Fullerton on the rebound. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball as they come back the other way. Macy Peregrin picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Warriors. 2-0 is the score. We're down to 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter from Lincoln Southwest High School here this afternoon. Bounce pass to Hernandez, Pyle in the far sideline. Out to Kenzie Hubble. Over on the wing on the left side to Kometcher. Brings it back out to Hubble. Back to Kometcher. 4-3. Your shot is up there. Good. Renee Kometcher hitting a three ball. And Blue Hill is out on top by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. We're 3 minutes into this first quarter. From Lincoln Southwest, entry pass to Herman. At the elbow. Gets it back out here to Ostrander. Down to the left side. His shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Peregrin. Follow shot is up there. No good by Herman. Rebound comes down to Lipker. Outlet pass. Here come the Bobcats. That's going to be Kometcher driving with the ball. It's going to be up there no good. Now we got a traveling violation called on Fullerton. Spencer Herman grabs the rebound, but she's whistled for the traveling violation here in backcourt. So it's going to be a turnover on the Warriors. That's their third already here in the first quarter of play. Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Willicott. Her shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Fullerton. Waving her way back up the floor here for the Warriors is going to be Peregrin. Takes the ball in the hole. Her shot no good, but a blocking foul here on Blue Hill. The Bobcats whistle for the personal foul with 4:35 to play here in this first quarter. Lene Kometcher picks up the personal foul. That's her first, the team's third. To the free throw line will be Macy Peregrin for Fullerton. She is averaging 13 points and 9 rebounds per game here for the Warriors as this state tournament gets underway. Peregrin's free throw is up there. That one rims off. No good. She'll get one more. Fullerton still looking to get on the scoreboard here this afternoon. 5-0 is the score. It's the Blue Hill Bobcats out on top. There's the next shot. It's up there, and the shot good. So they finally get on the board here at the 4:35 mark of this first quarter. Blue Hill has got the ball as they come back the other direction, dressed in their blue and white uniforms here this afternoon, shooting to our hole to our left here at Lincoln Southwest. Kometcher with the ball, sends it back out on top. Hubble has got it down in the corner now to Hernandez Pyle. Back out to Hubble from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's finally picked up here by Hernandez Pyle. Gets it over to a Kometcher for Blue Hill. So a big offensive board there for the Bobcats. Keeps the ball alive. There's a rainbow pass to the near side to Kometcher. Lipker inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane, and his shot is up and in. Adrienne Lipker scoring down the lane there for Blue Hill. That's her first field goal. And the Bobcats are out on top by a score of 7-1 here in the ball game. Frenzen comes out to Ostrander at the top of the key. Moves it over to Frenzen on the wing. Back out to Ostrander. Looking at this zone defense. Entry pass to get it to Herman. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called here on Lipker. Lipker picks up her second personal foul here for Blue Hill here in the opening period. She's going to come out of the ball game, and Sydney Strasburg is going to check in there now for the Bobcats. So Sydney Strasburg comes in, a 5'10" and senior. She's averaging 3 points and about 1.9 rebounds per game. Lipker comes to the bench with two personal fouls here in the first. Spencer Herman to the free throw line now for the Fullerton Warriors. She'll have a couple of shots here as she was mauled in the active shooting. The first one is up there and in. So the first 2 points for Fullerton have come via the free throw line. 7-2 is the score. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play. The winner plays again tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against St. Mary's, who set a record with Fred in a preceding ball game with the most points scored between the two teams in one game. A high-scoring affair won by St. Mary's. Spencer Herman hits her second free throw. That makes the score a 7-3 contest now. Blue Hill has got the lead. Bobcats have the ball. Here's Kenzie Hubble. Comes over here on the wing to Kometcher. Dribbles once. Skip pass goes to the far side. Hernandez pile with the ball to Hubble. Moves it over to Kometcher. Down on the baseline. Back out to Willicott. Shot from 10 is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Fullerton. Fullerton has got the ball. Here's a Cheyenne Ostrander. Ostrander hustles into the forecourt. Dribbles down the lane. The ball is going to be knocked loose and is picked up here by Strasburg. That's the fourth turnover and Fullerton in the ball game. Strasburg gets the ball in the hands now of Kenzie Hubble. Across the 10-second line. The pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ostrander. She dribbles back the other way. Her shot no good, but she's hacked to the arm and a foul is called. So Ostrander got the interception. She took it back the other way for the Fullerton Warriors, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Blue Hill. That's going to send Ostrander to the free throw line. Kenzie Hubble picks up a personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four. Team foul number five already on Blue Hill in the first quarter. Shot from the free throw line by Ostrander is up there. It's going to be no good. Fullerton is a team that is averaging 50 points per ball game on offense. They give up 59.6. Rather, Blue Hill averages 59.6. Each team giving up just over 30 points per ball game on defense. Cheyenne Ostrander hits her second free throw. That makes the score a 7-4 ball game now. 7-4. Blue Hill has got the lead. Bobcats have the ball. Kenzie Hubble comes over here to Kometcher on the wing on the left side. Jump pass goes over to Hernandez Pyle. Back out to Hubble. Now to Kometcher for three. Shot good. Renee Kometcher hits a couple of three-pointers here in this first quarter. She's got 6 points, and it's now a 10-4 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead. Cheyenne Ostrander moves it over on the wing on the left side. Bombs away for three. A shot by Frenzen is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Blue Hill basketball. You're listening to the Girls State High School basketball tournament today here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. 10-4 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Strasburg, Kometcher inside to Willicott. Double team. The ball knocked loose. It's on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a Fullerton ball. Nice play there. They're battling for it. Cheyenne Ostrander just knocks that one off of the leg of the Willicott down here on the baseline as they were down on their knees scrambling for the ball there. And it's going to be a turnover on Blue Hill here in the ball game. Fullerton comes back with the basketball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-4, just underway here at Lincoln Southwest. Ostrander, a long three. A shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, following shot by Herman, no good. Rebound poked out of there and is picked up by Hernandez Pyle. She's got the ball now for Blue Hill. Gets it in the hands of Kinsey Hubble. Here come the Bobcats now with just under 2 minutes to play. Here in the opening quarter, Strasburg with the ball inside the free throw circle. Hernandez Pyle now to Strasburg. Her shot from the free throw line, no good. Another offensive rebound. Hubble has got the ball now for Blue Hill. There's Strasburg at the free throw line. Her pass could be deflected and is brought down here by Fullerton. Running back the other way is Frenzen. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled in the play. Actually, Frenzen gets the field goal for Fullerton. And she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hubble. That's going to be her second. So now two of the five starters each have two personal fouls here in the first quarter. Hubble and Lipker. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's good. A three-point play by Ashley Frenzen. And now it's a 10-7 ball game. Into the contest now. Haley Kometcher into the ball game now. Haley Kometcher for Blue Hill, and she will check in for Kenzie Hubble. So Haley Kometcher and Renee Kometcher into the ball game now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Frenzen. Frenzen gets the ball to Ostrander. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. So the Bobcats have turned the ball over six times here in the first quarter of play. Another foul is going to be called here on the Blue Hill Bobcats. This one is going to go on Lene Kometscher. That's going to be her second. So the Bobcats in deep trouble already here in this first quarter of play. That is their 17th foul. There's seven fouls called against Blue Hill, only one against Fullerton. Three of the five starters have two personal fouls here in the first quarter. Giant Ostrander to the free throw line for Fullerton. Her shot is up there. The shot's going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up there and in. Holly Plumtree getting the offensive rebound and the putback. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Warriors are back to within 1 point. 10-9 is the score. Blue Hill scored the first 5 points of the ball game. Strasburg sends the ball down low to Willicott. Shot is up and in. Mackenzie Willicott scoring just to the left of the basket. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. That quiets the crowd for the time being. 12-9 is the score. There's a pass deflected. Comes out near the 10-second line. Is picked up there by Ostrander for Fullerton. Nearly runs into the backport, but gets it into the hands of Ashley Frenzen. Now to Ostrander again at the point. To Frenzen on the wing. Lob pass goes inside. Wheeling in the lane. There's a shot put up there by Herman. Good. Spencer Herman banks one home for Fullerton. And now it's a 12-11 ball game. Blue Hill has got a one-point lead. 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Southwest High School. Haley Kometscher with the ball. Sydney Strasburg at the free throw line. Over there, Hernandez Pyle. Cross-court pass comes over to Kometscher. Inside down to Willicott. Her short jumper is up there. Going to be short in the lane. And the ball is taken out of there now for Fullerton. The Warriors have a chance to pull ahead for the first time today. Here's a Cheyenne Ostrander with the ball. Top of the key. Throws it down in the corner to Peregrine. She loses control of the ball and time runs out here in the first quarter. So Fullerton turns it away on the final possession of the first quarter. We got ourselves a ball game here in the opening round game in Class D1. It is the Blue Hill Bobcats out on top. It's Blue Hill 12 and Fullerton 11.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a cut, color, makeup, waxing, or massage. Main Street Styles also has beautiful boutique items for sale, such as purses, jewelry, hats, scarves, and wallets. Mandy, Kelly, Piper, Katie, and Carly wish the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats and area teams the best of luck and thanks you for your business. Located at 542 West Gage in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2887 to schedule an appointment. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Look, it's High School. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. 12-11 to score. Blue Hill has got a one-point lead, and now the Bobcats turn the ball over on the opening possession of the second quarter. They took it down in the corner to Hernandez Pyle, and she was tied up on the play. That is seven turnovers on Blue Hill. During the first half, Fullerton has got five. It's a 12-11 ball game. And now Fullerton has a chance to pull ahead here on this possession. They get it inside to Herman. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds, but then they lose it. Ashley Frenzen saved it, but then it went out of bounds on the far sideline. So Blue Hill will play it in. Winner of this ball game moves on to play again tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the top seed, St. Mary's. Here in this tournament, there's a shot by Willicott in the lane that's going to be no good, but she was fouled in the play. And Willicott will go to the free throw line now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Personal foul whistled on Fullerton. That is only their second team foul of this first half. It goes on Plumtree. So the team fouls are at 7-2 in favor of Blue Hill here in the first half. Shot from the free throw line by Willicott is up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott now with 5 points in the basketball game here for the Bobcats. She's a 69% foul shooter in the season. She's now 73 out of 105 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there is good. So Mackenzie Willicott buries a couple of free throws there. And it's now Blue Hill out on top of Fullerton by a score of 14-11. There come the Warriors back the other way. On the wing, that's a Peregrine with the ball. They move it back around to their right side now to Rebecca Dubas, who's into the ball game. Dubas holds it. Out on top, now to Frenzen. They move it down in the corner, dribbling, firing up a shot, up there and in. from the left corner. They dribble it right to the basket and score. That's a Macy Peregrine scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. Peregrine, one of the girls that are in double figures for forwards and averaging 13 points per ball game. 14-13, Blue Hill's got the lead. Strasburg comes out here to the top of the key. That's going to be Lene Kometscher. Cross-court pass to Hernandez Pyle. Back out on top. A long-range jumper for three is good. Kenzie Hubble knocking down a three-pointer for Blue Hill. The Bobcats are hitting 29% of their trays so far this year. That's their third one here in this ball game. 17-13, Blue Hill now with a four-point lead. Bobcats drop back into their zone defense. A feed over on the wing on the left side to Peregrine. They work it back around the horn here to the right side and the wing to Dubas. Out between the circles to Frenzen. Frenzen drives into the free throw line, gives it off now to Dubas on the right side. Fullerton has got the ball. Ashley Frenzen with it now. Feeds it down in the corner to Peregrine. She tries to drive and the ball is knocked loose. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Fullerton. Check that. Arrow pointing in favor of Blue Hill. Six turnovers now in Fullerton in the ball game. The Bobcats in the first quarter hit 5 out of 12 shots for 42%. Fullerton was 3 out of 10 for 30%. Three-pointers, Blue Hill was 2 out of 3. Fullerton 0 out of 1. The rebounds, Fullerton had 8. Blue Hill had 6. There's a shot from the elbow. It's going to be no good there by Strasburg, but a rebound comes down to Willicott. Offensive board there for the Bobcats. Out on top now to Hubble. Hubble takes it to Willicott. Her shot from the elbow is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Herman. Herman has got the ball now for the Fullerton Warriors. Running back the other way is Peregrine. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Dubas. Back out here to Frenzen. Now down to the low block left side. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try is up there and in. Spencer Herman scoring there for Fullerton. The offensive board and the putback. She's now got 4 points in the ball game here for Fullerton. A 17-15 ball game now. Blue Hill with a two-point lead. Bobcats have the ball. Kenzie Hubble has got it now. To Strasburg, far side to Willicott, back out to Hubble, top of the key, down in the left corner, Kometscher for three, shot is up there, no good, rebound comes down to Peregrine, Macy Peregrine with the ball now for Fullerton, running back the other way, drops it down low, Dubas picks it up, Betty, she dribbles the ball on the end line, a turnover on Fullerton, that's going to be their seventh of the ball game, so at 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play, Blue Hill will come back the other direction, they've got the lead here. And it's a first-round game of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Blue Hill 22-2 in the season. Fullerton is 20-4. Blue Hill has won 20 games in a row. Bobcats playing here in their offensive zone. Sydney Strasburg at the elbow. Comes over here on the left side to a Kometscher. Back out on top to Hubble. To Strasburg. Left side to Kometscher. Drives the baseliner. Shot good. Lene Kometscher moves it from the left corner toward the goal. She scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 19-15. Blue Hill with a four-point lead now. There's a Dubas with the ball for Fullerton. Comes out between the circles to Cheyenne Ostrander. Ostrander lobs it inside to Herman. Kicks it back out to Dubas on the wing. Back out between the circles to Ostrander again at the top of the key. Moves it against his zone to the far sideline. Peregrine inside down to Herman. Shot is up there. She banks one home. Spencer Herman, she's only been averaging 4.9 points per ball game this season. She's already got 8 points in the ball game here against the Bobcats. 19-17 the score now. Blue Hill with a two-point lead. Bobcats have the ball. There's a Kenzie Hubble down in the left corner. There's a long-range jumper by Willicott up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Peregrine. Macy Peregrine running back the other way here for Fullerton, and she loses her footing on the floor. She slides down in the traveling violation and is called. That was a sure 2 points. Peregrine was a... making a cut toward the basket, and her feet comes out from under, and she slips down to the hardwood here. A traveling violation is called on the Warriors. 8 turnovers now in Fullerton here in the first half of play. We're down to 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Blue Hill has got a 2-point lead, 19-17. Bounce pass goes down low to Strasburg, back out of the wing. Hernandez Pyle, Kometscher inside to Willicott. Shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott scoring there. She's got 8 points in the ball game now. For the Bobcats, and Blue Hill goes out on top by a score of 21-17. There's the ball deflected out of bounds by Lene Kometscher for Blue Hill. So it'll be Fullerton playing it in right in front of the Blue Hill bench down here to our right. As they shoot to our basket to our right, Ostrander has got the ball to Peregrine. Now to Ostrander, to Macy Peregrine. Lob pass inside again, knocked away from Herman. Herman picks it up in the corner. Herman comes out to Peregrine on the far sideline to Ostrander. Ostrander dribbles once, comes over on the wing on the right side to Frenzen, moves down in the corner. Now throws the ball out on top. It's going to be intercepted by Hubble. She drives the ball, knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Fullerton turns it away for the ninth time here today. Cheyenne Ostrander getting back on defense to knock the ball away from Kenzie Hubble. And Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:04 to play. Here in the first half, Blue Hill has got a four-point lead, 21-17. Strasburg with the ball to Kometscher for three. Bingo! Well, now Kometscher throws down a three-pointer. She's got 11 here in the first half. And Blue Hill has got a seven-point lead, 24-17. Here's Fullerton with the basketball. Entry pass. They get it inside there to Plumtree. Plumtree over here to Peregrine. Her shot for three is an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down here to Hernandez Pyle. Blue Hill has got the ball on a seven-point lead with 2.5 to play here in the second quarter. There's Hubble with the ball. Comes over on the wing on the left side to Kometscher. Skip pass to Hernandez Pyle. To Strasburg. Now to Kometscher again here on the left side. Lobs it back out. Rainbow pass. They get it to Kenzie Hubble. On the high post to Strasburg. Drops the ball down low to Willicott. Shot hits the other side of the glass. No good. But it's deflected out of bounds off of the fingertips of Plumtree for Fullerton. And it'll be Blue Hill playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:16 to play here in the second quarter. 24-17. Bobcats have the lead. Kometscher drives and she's fouled in the play. Runs right into Spencer Herman. And Herman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. So the first foul on Herman, it's only the third team foul. Colin Fullerton in here in this first half of play. But this will be a shooting foul as the Kometscher was in the active shooting. She got 11 points already in the ball game here this afternoon. Make it 12 as that one goes down through the hole. But hey, Kometscher is a 76% foul shooter on the season. She's now 98 out of 129 from the free throw line this year. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Blue Hill is a team hitting 64% of their free throws, 50% from the field, and 29% from three-point territory this year. High pass goes over to Frenzen on the wing. She pulls it down. Frenzen now launches up a three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. No good. Save from going out of bounds. Right into the hands of Plumtree, and she puts it down through the hole. Holly Plumtree now with 4 points in the ball game for Fullerton. That was a nice save there by the Warriors. Plumtree gets the easy field goal right in front of the basket. There's a pass out on top, intercepted. Intercepted by Cheyenne Ostrander. She has problems with a dribble coming back the other way. Stops at the elbow. Down to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good, but it won't make any difference. A traveling violation. Spencer Herman, a traveling violation for Fullerton. It'll be Blue Hill basketball. As the Bobcats come back now with a minute and 38 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 26-19. Blue Hill has got the lead. Bounce pass comes over here to Kometscher on the wing on the left side, and she throws the ball away. Trying to take it side to side here, and Eurico Hernandez-Pyle couldn't grab it from going out of bounds on the far sideline. That's 9 turnovers on Blue Hill here in the first half. Fullerton has got 10. 26-19, Blue Hill has got the lead. 1:20 left here in the second quarter. There's Herman with the ball right at the free throw line. Sends over here on the left side. Peregrine drives her shot, no good. Rebound Peregrine, follow shot up there and in. Macy Peregrine scoring there for Fullerton. That's her second field goal. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Fullerton is back to within 5 points, 26-21. Blue Hill has got the ball. Strasburg inside to Willicott. Shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Mackenzie Willicott will go to the free throw line now for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Cheyenne Ostrander of Fullerton. That's going to be her first personal foul. And that's going to be team foul number 4 called on the Warriors here in the first half. Shot from the free throw line by Willicott is up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott, now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, 9 points in the ball game. She had an older sister, played at Blue Hill and went on to play college ball at Doan. Next shot is up there. It's going to be up there and in. 28-21 is the score now. Blue Hill has got the lead. Under a minute to play here in the second quarter from Lincoln Southwest. You're listening to the Girls State High School basketball tournament today on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. He had the ball inside to Herman, and she'd be fouling the play. She was wheeling in the lane there. A foul here will go on Blue Hill. Eurico Hernandez-Pyle picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Spencer Herman to the free throw line now for Fullerton. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 3 field goals. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. 28-22 is the score. Blue Hill making their first state tournament appearance since 2012. This is their fifth appearance overall. Fullerton will throw up another free throw. That's Spencer Herman misses on that one. Now we got foul call on the rebound. Fullerton making just their second state tournament appearance. They haven't been here since 2004. That last foul went on Peregrine. That's going to be your second. Now Blue Hill has got the ball with 48 seconds to play here in the second period. 28-22. Bobcats led 12-11 after the first quarter. Blue Hill walks the ball up the floor here, and we'll see if they go for the final shot. Comencher has got the ball down to Willicott on the baseline. Comencher on the wing, dribbles once, comes out between the circles now to a Kenzie Hubble. Down to Comencher, back out to Hubble out here. We're down to 25 seconds to play. Willicott drives the baseline. She goes for the hole and shot. It's up there and misses it. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Blue Hill ball. Off of the fingertips of Spencer Herman for Fullerton. So Blue Hill gets a break. They'll play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just lob it in the lane. The Willicott shot good. McKenzie Willicott now with 12 points in the ball game here for the Bobcats. It's a 30-22 ball game. 10 seconds to play. There's a feed over in the wing on the left side. Dribbling out on top now. That's going to be Frenzen throwing up a three. Her shot is no good. The ball goes out of bounds down here in the corner. That's going to be Blue Hill ball, but there's only 0.3 seconds remaining. So Ashley Frenzen throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key that would not go. Blue Hill plays things in, and that's the end of the first half of play. A very good first half there by the Blue Hill Bobcats off to a great start. Blue Hill has got the lead here at halftime. The score is Blue Hill 30 and Fullerton 22. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
IQ 94.5. This is Class D1 action. Blue Hill has got the lead over Fullerton at halftime. The score is 30-22. Our halftime show is brought to you by the Allen Superstore. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Blue Hill, they scored the first 5 points of the basketball game here today. It wasn't until the 4:25 mark of the first quarter before Fullerton got a free throw to go down. Blue Hill opened up a 7-1 advantage in the first period. Fullerton came back to cut the lead to 10-9 just before the end of the first period, and it was 12-11 after the first quarter here this afternoon. Second quarter pretty competitive as Blue Hill got out to a 4-point lead a couple of times at 17-13, at 19-15, and at 21-17. Led by as many as 7 points there in the quarter at 24-17 and at 28-21. And right now we've got an 8-point advantage for the Bobcats at halftime. The score is 30-22 here in this one. The winner will move on to the second round of the state tournament. That will be tomorrow at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. to take on the top-seeded team, St. Mary's, who were pushed to the limit here today by the eighth-seeded squad from Friends, 75-73. They set a scoring record in Class D1 for the most points scored between two teams in a single game, as they put up 148 points here in the preceding ball game today. St. Mary's winning over Friend by a score of 75-73. So they'll face the winner of this ball game tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Blue Hill has got the lead over Fullerton here at halftime by a score of 30-22. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll come back and check some numbers for you at halftime as we continue on The Breeze.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Girls State High School basketball tournament this afternoon in The Breeze, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and also by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Class D1 opening round game, Blue Hill has got the lead over the Fullerton Warriors. The score is 30-22 here at the break. Shooting numbers in the ball game, Blue Hill is hitting 10 out of 23 from the floor for 43%. Fullerton is 8 out of 20 for 40%. Blue Hill is 4 out of 5 on three-pointers today for 80%. Fullerton is 0 out of 3 so far. The rebounds, Fullerton has got 14 rebounds. Blue Hill has got 9. The Warriors have 6 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Blue Hill has got 3 offensive rebounds and 6 on defense. The turnovers right now, it is 10 turnovers for Blue Hill. Fullerton has got 10 turnovers. Steals, Blue Hill has got 4. Fullerton has got 6. For the free throw line, Blue Hill is 6 out of 6 from the stripe for 100%. Fullerton is 6 out of 10 for 60%. Block shots, Blue Hill has got 1. Fullerton with no block shots here in the first half of play. Again, Blue Hill has got the lead over the Fullerton Warriors. The score is 30-22. Checking the scoring here at halftime, Lene Kometscher is leading the way for Blue Hill. She has got 13 points in the ballgame. Kometscher hit a couple of early three-pointers. She's got another three-pointer later on in the second quarter, and she's also hit a two-point field goal, and she's also 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Lene Kometscher has got 13 points in the ballgame here for the Bobcats. Mackenzie Willicott, she has got 12 points. Willicott has got 4 field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kinsey Hubble, she has got a three-pointer for 3. And Adrienne Lipker has got a field goal for 2 points. Again, 6 out of 6 for Blue Hill from the free throw line here in the first half of play. You've got to Kinsey Hubble, you've got Lene Kometscher, and you've got Adrienne Lipker, all with 2 personal fouls here at halftime. All 3 of those girls picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter, so they got some pine time in the first half of play, but the Bobcats have been able to survive that, weather the storm, so to speak. They've got a 30-22 lead over Fullerton here at halftime. Spencer Herman is leading the way for Fullerton, and she has got 9 points in the ball game. She's got 3 field goals, and she's 3 out of 4 from the stripe. The other scorer is Macy Peregrine. She has got 5 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Holly Plumtree has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Ashley Frenzen, she's got a field goal. She's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3. Cheyenne Ostrander, she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 1 point. So the Blue Hill Bobcats, they've got the lead over Fullerton here at halftime by a score of 30-22. We'll come back and check some numbers and also check some scores from earlier today in the girls' state tournament right after this on The Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool is a solid supporter of the youth and young people in the area. That's why they want to send out their congratulations to this year's graduating class. Be proud of yourself and all you've achieved. Good luck in the future from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Lincoln Southwest High School. It is Blue Hill out on top by a score of 30-22 over Fullerton. Get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Scores are in progress at halftime. Class A, Bellevue West is leading South Sioux City by a score of 29-24. At halftime, in Class C2, Guardian Angels Central Catholic leading UTAN by a score of 40-21. Other games going on today. The big story was Norfolk in Class A beating Omaha Benson. They came in. Benson was the top-seeded team. They were undefeated on the year, but Norfolk stuns them here in the first round, 46-37. Class B today, Omaha Gross over Elkhorn South, 44-41. Lincoln Pius beat Scotts Bluff, 55-29. Pierce over Minden, 56-48. Lincoln Christian over Omaha Concordia, 67-47. Norfolk Catholic beat Wahoo Newman today, 66-56. It was Crofton winners over Ponca, 58-27. Dundee County Stratton, 59. Humphrey St. Francis, 58. It was Howells Dodge over Emerson Hubbard, 55-43. St. Mary's over Friends, 75-73. Stewart, 59. Mullen, 37. And Crawford over, actually, Falls City Sacred Heart over Crawford by a score of 44-30. Our scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. So we're heading to the third quarter of play. Now Blue Hill has got the lead, 30-22. There's a shot put up there. It's no good, but a foul's going to be called right off the bat. Remember, Blue Hill has got some foul trouble. Now Kinsey Hubble becomes the first girl for Blue Hill to pick up her third personal foul. Hubble now with 3. Kometcher with 2. Lipker has got 2 fouls. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Frenzen for Fullerton. Her shot is up, and his shot's going to be short, no good. Fullerton is now 6 out of 11 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Just underway here in the third quarter. It's 30-22. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Frenzen. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the stripe. And now it's a 7-point ball game, 30-23. Blue Hill in their white and blue uniforms here this afternoon. Shooting guard basket to our right in the second half of play. And now Fordson has gone to a zone defense. They were man most of the first half. They've gone to a zone defense now. Looks like a 2-3 zone as Blue Hill will work against this. There's a Hernandez pile with the ball. Comes out on top to Hubble. Dribbles with it. Sends it down on the baseline to Strasburg. Back to the left side. A long-range jumper by Kometscher. It's going to be no good. She gets her own rebound. Kometscher out to Hubble. Her shot is up there and in. Offensive rebound and a putback by Kinsey Hubble. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Blue Hill has got a 9-point lead, 32-23. Here comes a Fullerton back with the ball. This is Frenzen on the wing. Takes it down to the free throw line to Herman. Back down the right corner. That's going to be Perrigan with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Herman. Turnaround jumper over Strasburg. It's going to be up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Blue Hill ball. So Peregrine misses there. Rather, Herman misses as she got the feed from Peregrine. The ball goes out of bounds, and Blue Hill will play things in. 32-23 is the score. The Bobcats have got a 9-point lead. Here with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hernandez pile with the ball. To Strasburg back outside. Hubble for three. Shot is up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Kometscher had it. She lost it, and it's picked up here by Fordson running back the other way. Warriors have got the ball. Feed inside. Grabbing the ball is Plumtree. Her shot is up there and in. Holly Plumtree scoring there for Fullerton. He got 6 points in the ball game. So now Plumtree and Herman are both in the ball game here for Fullerton. They are huge. They're down low in this zone defense. There's Hernandez pile with the ball. Her shot from 10 up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Fullerton. The Warriors running back the other way on a two-on-two break. Stopping is going to be Ostrander. She has the ball knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Peregrine, and her shot is up and in. Macy Peregrine picks up the loose ball and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And the Blue Hill lead is now down to 5 points. It's 32-27. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Lincoln Southwest High School here this afternoon. Down in the corner, Eurico Hernandez pile with the ball. Skip pass goes to the far side to Kometscher. Drive, shoot, she's knocked down on the play, and a foul is called. Kometscher took the ball right to the rack for Blue Hill, and she is fouled in the play, and she is knocked down underneath the basket. And now Lene Kometscher will go to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. Plumtree picks up the personal foul for Fullerton. That's going to be her second. First personal foul in Fullerton here in the second half of play. Lene Kometscher, the free throw line, her shot is up there and in. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Blue Hill is a team 7 out of 7 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Here comes Lipker into the ball game now. Going out is going to be Strasburg. Sydney got to start here in the second half of play with Lipker picking up a couple of personal fouls in the first half. Next shot is up there by Kometscher. That's going to be good. She's now got 15 in the ball game, and Blue Hill has got a 7-point lead now at 34-27. There's a pass over here to Frenzen. Comes out on top to Ostrander. Back to Frenzen. Skip pass goes to the far sideline to Peregrine. Brings it back into the lane to Frenzen. She loses control of the ball. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Blue Hill. And this one is going to go on Lipker. She just picked up her third personal foul, so Lipker just checked in there, and she immediately gets hit with her third personal foul here. Inbounds pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Willicott. Long pass down the floor to Hubble. Shot is up there and in. Willicott got the interception and immediately finds Kinsey Hubble streaking back the other way for the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's 11 turnovers on Fullerton. Blue Hill has now got a 9-point lead, 36-27. Herman has got the ball. Over here on the left side, that's going to be Frenzen. Out on top, down to Ostrander. Dribbles to Peregrine, now inside again. There's a shot by Herman, or rather Plumtree. It's up and in. Holly Plumtree scoring there down low. She's now got 4 field goals and 8 points in the ball game. Blue Hill is leading by a score of 36-29. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third. There's Lipker with the ball at the elbow, left side of the lane. They get it out here to Kometscher, now across the top to Hubble. Down to Kometscher, to Kinsey Hubble again. Bounce pass to Hernandez Pyle. Hernandez Pyle comes out into 3-point territory to Hubble, and now head coach Tim Streff wants to call a timeout. Timeout's going to be called here. We'll take a break, 4:27 to play in the third quarter. Blue Hill 36 and Fullerton 29.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, tonight's Seed to Success is brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, service delivering success. And obviously, it's the inside game here this afternoon with Willicott, and she just scores again for the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's your Seed to Success, getting the ball to Mackenzie Willicott in the inside game here for Blue Hill. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. 38-29 is the score. There's a pass deflected by Kometscher, picked up on the far sideline. Forgeon maintains control. Here's Frenzen, 4-3. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Willicott again. Willicott gets the ball to Mackenzie Hubble. And Kinsey will bring it across the 10-second line. 3:48 to play here in the third quarter. 38-29. Blue Hill has got a 9-point lead. Bobcats trying to move on into the state semifinals tomorrow against the top seed, St. Mary's. They'll be down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. There's a Hubble with a ball near sideline. Hernandez Pyle has got it. Cross-court pass, far side. Kometscher, 4-3. Yes! Renee Kometscher knocks down a 3-pointer for Blue Hill. She's got 18 points in the ball game. Timeout, Fortune. Forgeon calls a timeout as Blue Hill has opened up a 12-point lead. We'll take a break. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter is now Blue Hill 49. Blue Hill 41, Fullerton 29.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A was in Class A, where Norfolk beats Omaha Benson, the defending champions, the number one seed. They were undefeated coming in. Final score of 56-37. Benson had won 45 straight games coming into the basketball game this afternoon. Norfolk, the number eight seed at 13-12. That's why they play the game, folks. The number eight beats the number one in Class A. Norfolk moves on to the state semifinals tomorrow. 41-29 is the score here. Blue Hill has got the lead over Fullerton. There's Ostrander with the ball. Her pass comes out on top. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. A big, big pileup down here in front of the Fullerton bench, and they give the ball to Blue Hill. A Fullerton turnover. That's their 12th of the basketball game. Double players come sliding into the bench right in front of the Fullerton entourage here. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Hill ball in the Fullerton turnover. Willicott's got the ball on the far sideline. Willicott sends it down low to Strasburg. Jump pass out on top to Hubble. Now to Hernandez Pyle here on the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Hernandez Pyle, a skip pass, goes to the far side again. That's going to be Kometscher with the ball. Now to Mackenzie Hubble. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here's Strasburg at the elbow, down in the corner. Long range jumper put up there and in. A 3-pointer by Lene Kometscher. Kometscher now at 21 in the ball game. And Blue Hill has opened up a 15-point lead, 44-29. Dribble penetration here by Ostrander. Splits a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Bobcats. This is going to go on Kometscher. That's going to be her third now. So three fouls on Hubble, three fouls on Kometscher. Non-shooting situation. Fullerton will play things in. Frenzen trying to drive the baseline. She's going to be almost tied up in the play there by Willicott, but she gets the ball back here on the high post to Spencer Herman. Outside the ring, now to Ostrander, back down in the corner. That's Peregrine with the ball. She goes up. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Macy Peregrine scoring there for Fullerton. She has now got 9 points in the ball game. She is fouled in the play here by the Bobcats with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Now the officials conferring down here, the right side of the basket, as they discuss the situation. They come over to make the call. The foul is going to go on. That's going to be on Lipker. That's going to be number four on her. And that's going to be the case. Adrienne Lipker picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. And they're not going to have any free throws. They're going to see this in the curve after the shot. So a rebounding foul despite the bucket. So now Fullerton has a chance at a four-point play here as they will play things in underneath the basket. There's a basket being intercepted. Intercepted by Willett. Caught down to Hubble. She takes off, drives, shoots, and scores. Kenzie Hubble, a driving layup there. After Willicott got the interception on the inbounds pass, that's 9 points in the ball game now for Hubble. 46-31. Fullerton has got the ball back inside. A shot for the baseline, no good by Plumtree. Follow shot is up to no good by Peregrine. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Off on the far sideline now. They get it to a Lynae Kometcher. She runs her back the other way. A 1:40 left here in quarter number three. Blue Hill's got a 15-point lead, 46-31. Here's Rico Hernandez-Pyle. High right side. Fullerton stays with their zone defense down in the corner to Strasburg. And now we got a timeout called here from head coach Tim Streff. Blue Hill burns a timeout, a minute and 25 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Blue Hill 46 and Fullerton 31.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. By Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. A lot more action coming up on the radio the rest of the day on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, 7 o'clock tonight, Giltner will take on Sandhills Thetford, followed by Sutton against Freeman at 8:45. Tonight on 1230 KHS, the Hastings doubleheader. Hastings St. Cecilia against North Platte St. Pat's at 7. Hastings High against Norris at 8:45. Tonight on ESPN 1460 KXPN, Kearney against Lincoln Northeast. There's a shot put up by Willicott off the inbound pass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Fullerton. It's a 46-31 ball game. Underneath the basket, a shot is up and in by Frenzen. Does it count? Yes, it does. Ashley Frenzen gets the field goal for Fullerton. And now she'll get to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Eurico Hernandez-Pyle picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Frenzen into the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. So a three-point play by Ashley Frenzen. And now it's a 12-point ballgame. 1 minute, 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 46-34. Blue Hill has got a 12-point lead. Hernandez-Pyle with the ball. Skip pass goes over to Kometcher, out to Hubble. Top of the key, Hernandez-Pyle now on the wing. Right side entry pass can be deflected away from Willicott, and it's picked up here by Fullerton. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for the Bobcats. Ashley Frenzen with the ball to Ostrander, to Frenzen. Top of the key, pass down to Peregrine on the baseline, trying to drive it. Foul is going to be called. Nope, it's just knocked it off of the hands there, Hernandez-Pyle. No personal foul. She's going to check out of the ball game now. And Lindsay Hafer is going to come in there for the first time for Blue Hill. Hafer, a 5'7" sophomore. It'll be Fullerton inbounding the ball, and it's going to be overthrown, and the ball is taken out of there by Kenzie Hubble. So a turnover on Fullerton. That is their 13th in the ball game. Blue Hill has got a 12-point lead, 46-34, approaching 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Kenzie Hubble backs up near the 10-second line. Hubble splits a couple of defenders. Now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will be called on Fullerton. They're going Ashley Frenzen. That's going to be her first team foul, number two, called on Fullerton here in this second half of play. Blue Hill has got five team fouls on the board. Willicott will play the ball in to Kometcher. Kometcher gets it out here to Hubble. We got 20 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Hubble gets it to Kometcher, drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Peregrine. She takes off the other way. Peregrine races across the 10-second line, down the lane, off on the right side to Ostrander. Shot from 10, no good. Offensive rebound, Peregrine. Follow shot, no good. Follow shot, no good. And the foul is called with 3.3 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Three, four shots in the hole that time by the Fullerton Warriors. And going to the free throw line is going to be Holly Plumtree. Personal foul goes on Strasburg. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 6 on Blue Hill here in the second half of play. Holly Plumtree to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. Plumtree hits the free throw. She's now got 9 points in the basketball game. She'll get one more. 46-35. Blue Hill has got the lead. Next shot by Plumtree is up there. It's good. Plumtree nails a couple of free throws. There's a shot from half court. It's going to be no good. It was right on the money, but just a little bit short there by Kenzie Hubble. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. The Bobcats just 8 minutes away from a state semifinal berth in Class D1. They've got the lead after three quarters. It's Blue Hill 36. Actually, Blue Hill 46. Fullerton 36.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a cut, color, makeup, waxing, or massage. Main Street Styles also has beautiful boutique items for sale, such as purses, jewelry, hats, scarves, and wallets. Mandy, Kelly, Piper, Katie, and Carly wish the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats and area teams the best of luck and thanks you for your business. Located at 542 West Gage in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2887 to schedule an appointment. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Catholic up on UTAN, 61-32. Connie Catholic is leading Shadron, 33-22. A couple of other games going on in the city of Lincoln during our time slot here. Blue Hill has got a 10-point lead over Fullerton. The score is 46-36. Personal foul going to be called here on Spencer Herman for Fullerton. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Here in the second half of play, it'll be Blue Hill playing things in to Willicott. Shot is up there and in. Off of the inbound again, Mackenzie Willicott scores. She's now got 16 points in the ball game here for the Bobcats, and it's 48-36. There's Plumtree. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Strasburg, and the ball is picked up here by Hummel. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Kometscher, and now head coach Tim Streff up, puts up the stop sign. The Bobcats will set up the half-court offense here. Kenzie Hubble with the ball near sideline. Hernandez Pyle with it. She loses it out of bounds, but it's knocked out of her hands. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. They will play things in. The Bobcats can hold on. They'll play at 10:45 tomorrow morning. Down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the number one seed here in the state tournament, St. Mary's. Long-range jumper put up there. No good from the near sideline by Kometscher. Here comes Fullerton back the other way as they come out of there with a rebound. Frenzen, her shot from the corner. No good. Rebound to Willicott. Long pass down the floor to Hubble. She takes off. She drives her shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. Kenzie Hubble gets the field goal and one as she is fouling the play. Again, a nice outlet pass there by Willicott. She is having a good day today on both ends of the floor for the Bobcats. Kenzie Hubble to the free throw line for the first time today. The shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. A three-point play. That last personal foul went on Frenzen. That's going to be her second, the team's fourth. And Blue Hill has opened up a 15-point lead. It is 51-36. Fullerton has got the ball inside the Plumtree. Her pass goes down to Peregrin. Her shot's up and in. Macy Peregrin scoring there for Fullerton. She's now got 11 points in the ball game for the Warriors. 51-38, down to 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter from Lincoln Southwest. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Ball deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up by Peregrin. A turnover on Blue Hill. Nearly an over back there as they were trying to grab control of the ball. A driving layup is going to be no good by Ostrander. And the ball is brought out of there now by Kometscher. She has the basketball tipped away by Ostrander. Kometscher picks it back up. And now we got what we have here. The Blue Hill calls a timeout. Wow, they really didn't have possession of the ball down here as they were fighting for it. Down here in the Blue Hills end, and Fullerton's head coach is not happy with that one. Stacy Kramer, she's right out in the face of the official here on the near sideline. Tim Streff calls a timeout from the bench, and his players did not really have possession of the ball, so we'll take a quick timeout here. Blue Hill has got the lead. It's the Bobcats 51 and the Warriors 38.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Stacy Kramer is still hot. Going to blow a cork down here. Blue Hill now hitting 16 out of 35 from the field, 46%. Fullerton 13 out of 31 for 42%. Blue Hill was 2 out of 3 on three-pointers in the third quarter. Fullerton did not attempt one. As the Bobcats out on top by a score of 51 to 38 with 6 minutes to play here in this one. We're in the fourth quarter of play. Here's Willie Cotton. Seems to be knocked down on the play by Peregrine. Willicott is knocked down in the play. Peregrine picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 5 on the Warriors here in the second half of play. So a non-shooting situation. Blue Hill will play things in off of the far sideline. Willicott will get things in to Lene Kometscher. Blue Hill looking for their 21st straight win here. The victory here this afternoon. Willicott drives it into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on and it's picked up here by a Fullerton, picked up by Spencer Herman as they come back the other way. Peregrine drives and a shot up there. No good, and she's fouled in the play. Blue Hill fans wanted a charging foul there as she took it to the rack as she knocks down the Kometscher. Kometscher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. So Lene Kometscher, who's got 21 points in the ball game for Blue Hill, has now got 4 personal fouls. Peregrine to the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line this afternoon. She got 12 points in the ball game. Blue Hill is leading by 12 points at 51 to 39 with 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Next shot by Peregrine up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose and is taken down here by Lipker. So Lipker gets the ball in the hands of Kinsey Hubble. Out of Hernandez pile. High right side. Bounce pass out to Willicott inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Hubble. On the left side, Kinsey Hubble has to get rid of it. She does. Kometscher for 3. Shot is up there. Too strong. No good. Rebound picked up in the lane here by Fullerton. Warriors come back with the ball. They're trailing by a dozen. 51-39. Entry pass deflected away. Picked up on the baseline by Peregrine. Sends it back out on top to Ostrander. Across the top down to Frenzen for 3. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Blue Hill. That's Kometscher with a rebound. Get it in the hands now of Hubble. She comes back the other way. Hernandez Pyle has got the ball on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass inside the free throw circle to Willicott. Now to Hubble. Bounce pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Fullerton. Coming back the other way is going to be Ostrander. Takes it into the lane. Nice pass down low to Peregrine. Shot up and in. Macy Peregrine scores after the Blue Hill turnover. Peregrine's now got 14. And now it's a 51-41 ball game. Fullerton has scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. Tim Streff wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Blue Hill, 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 51, Fullerton 41.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Guardian Angels Central Catholic now with a lead over UTAN, 65-35. That is after three quarters of play. 51-41 here. Blue Hill with a lead over Fullerton. Girls High School basketball today brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Blue Hill with the ball, trying to hang on here. They've got a 10-point lead, 51-41. Blue Hill with the ball in their offensive zone. Bounce pass comes out to Kometscher. And now Fullerton has got back to a man-to-man defense here. Late in the ball game, Willicott has got the ball. She holds it out here in the three-point territory. Willicott dribbling to the ball. Right in her face is going to be Peregrine. Willicott gets the ball away now to Kometscher. Head coach Tim Streff might be running some clock here. There's a Kenzie Hubble. Nearly has it taken away. Hubble gets it under control. Out to Willicott. Stands and holds it in three-point territory. Willicott now gets rid of it to Lene Kometscher. Down to 3:53 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Willicott again. She's got the ball out between the circles. Willicott gets into the hands of Kenzie Hubble. Hubble bounce pass here to Kometscher. They're playing keep away. Now a foul is going to be called. Cheyenne Ostrander picks up the personal foul for Fullerton. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number six on the Warriors. So still no free throws. I'm sure Blue Hill will probably run some more clock here and force Fullerton to foul, which would send Blue Hill to the free throw line for at least the 1-1. Willicott will play things in. Kenzie Hubble out of Kometscher in the backcourt. Kometscher brings it across the 10-second line, stops in trouble, sends it to the far sideline to Hubble. And now she's going to be fouled in a play by Ostrander. Ostrander picks up her fourth, but that's going to send Blue Hill now to the free throw line. That's going to be Kenzie Hubble going to the line here. She has got 12 points in the ball game. She's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line this afternoon. This will be a 1-1 situation. She's a 60% foul shooter on the season, 25 out of 42. And her shot is up there is good. She'll get the bonus. That gives Blue Hill an 11-point lead now at 52-41. Kenzie Hubble will toe the mark again. The sophomore, 5'5". Her shot is up there is good. Kenzie Hubble knocks down a couple of big free throws. 53-41, Blue Hill has got the lead here in the quarterfinals of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Class D1. Frenzen with the ball to free throw line, sends it to the far sideline now. That's Peregrine's pass is going to be blocked down by Willicott, and the ball is going to be picked up here by a Blue Hill coming back the other way. That's Kometscher with the ball. Lene Kometscher into the offensive zone, and now we got a foul called out here in the three-point territory. A personal foul here is going to go on Fullerton. That's just in Kometscher to the free throw line. The foul goes on Spencer Herman. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Kometscher goes to the line. She's got 21 in the ball game today for Blue Hill. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good as she misses her first free throw, but the rebound comes down to Willicott. Willicott, a big offensive board there. It's 53-41. Blue Hill has got the lead now. Knocked that baby out of bounds. Kometscher was dribbling the ball down the far sideline. It was knocked out of her hands by Peregrine. It's going to be Blue Hill inbounding the ball. Willicott will just throw it into the backcourt. Now an over and back violation. She grabs the ball in the forecourt and dribbles back across the 10-second line. So an over and back violation off of the inbound. 13 turnovers on Blue Hill in the ballgame. And now Fullerton wants to call a timeout. The Warriors call a timeout with 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 53, Fullerton 41.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from a wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Blue Hill has led this baby from the opening tap. They got it to a 5-0 lead in the game today. Led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter, 30-22 at halftime. 46-36 after three. And the Bombcats right now leading by 12 points, trying to hang on with 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-41. Fullerton will inbound the ball. Ostrander has got the ball, now to Peregrine. On the wing on the right side, skip pass comes over here to Frenzen. Back out on top to Ostrander, to Frenzen on the wing. Cross-court pass to the far sideline. Peregrine back here to Frenzen. She drives into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. Picked up on the baseline. A shot up there. No good by Plumtree. Rebound. Follow shot up and in. Ashley Frenzen picks up the loose ball there and scores. She's now got 9 points in the ball game for Fullerton. And now we got a foul here in backcourt. So Ashley Frenzen picks up the loose ball and scores among Tall Timber in there. Gets the field goal to go down for Fullerton. That makes the score 53-43. And now Frenzen commits the personal foul in backcourt. That's going to be your third. And that's going to send Kometscher to the free throw line for Blue Hill. Kometscher has got 21 in the ball game, and she misses her second straight free throw. But another offensive rebound by Willicott. Mackenzie Willicott with the offensive board and keeps it alive now for Blue Hill. Falling down with the ball. Here's Hubble. And she falls to the seat of her pants, keeps the dribble going, and then Tim Streff calls the timeout. Nice play there by Kinsey Hubble, keeping her focus. She just fell down with the ball, kept the dribble going, and Tim Streff calls the timeout here for Blue Hill. So we got a break, 2:26 to play in the ball game. It's Blue Hill 53, Fullerton 43.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lincoln Southwest, 53-43 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. For the Bobcats, hang on. We'll be right back here on The Breeze tomorrow for the semifinal ball game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. St. Mary's waiting in the wings here, the top-seeded team. 10:45 will be the tip-off tomorrow, and we'll have it for you. Here's Willicott. Her shot is up and in. They play it in off of the inbound on the near sideline. They get it to Mackenzie Willicott, and she scores. She's got 18 in the ball game. Here's Frenzen with the ball for Fullerton. Skip pass goes to Peregrine. Far side, bombs away for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes out here to Lipker, and she throws the ball away. Lipker grabs the rebound, was trying to get it to Mackenzie Hubble here on the near side, and she threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the ball game for Blue Hill. The Bobcats have won 20 games in a row. This will be number 21 right here before they see the top-seeded team tomorrow morning at 10:45. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Ostrander. Rebound comes down to Willicott for Blue Hill. We got a foul call here in backcourt. Foul's going to go on Spencer Herman. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. So that's going to send Willicott to the free throw line. Mackenzie Willicott, 18 points in the basketball game. So 18 points in the ball game for Willicott, trying to add to that total right here. Her shot is up there and in. She is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Averaged 21 during the regular season for the Bobcats and 9.6 rebounds. She's had a sensational ball game here this afternoon for the Cats. Next shot is up there. It's good. 57-43. Blue Hill now with a 14-point lead. Here comes Fullerton back the other way. Frenzen has got the ball on the wing. Out to Ostrander. Back to Frenzen on the wing. Bombs away for three. Shots partially deflected. The ball is brought down by Willicott. Mackenzie Willicott dribbles out of there and gets it into the hands of Kinsey Hubble. Across the 10-second line to the far sideline. Bumps into Ostrander. Kinsey Hubble dribbling the ball. Hands it away now to Lene Kometscher with a 1:34 left. And a foul is going to be called out here in three-point territory. A foul here is going to go on Ashley Frenzen. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. That's going to send Lene Kometscher to the free throw line for Blue Hill. She has got 21 in the ball game. Willicott's got 20. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Those are the two girls that have really dominated all season long for the Bobcats. Kometscher will get one more. Now Fullerton sending in their mop-up crew in here, and Blue Hill is going to win this ball game today. The Bobcats have a 15-point lead. It is 58-33. Kometscher will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. 59-43. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here comes Fullerton back the other way. Now this is a Rebecca Dubas with the ball. Dubas sends it over to the wing on the left side as they work against the Blue Hill zone defense. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is brought down there by Blue Hill. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Willicott. She stops. Pops and scores. Mackenzie Willicott on the break. He got 22 in the ball game for Blue Hill. 61-43. Now 1:03 to play. Willicott with an interception now for Blue Hill. They get it to Kometscher, and then she throws the ball away. trying to get it to Hubble. Coming up the floor. And now head coach Tim Struff is going to send in his second teamers. Lindsey Hafer is into the ball game. Strasburg is going to come back in. Haley Kometer is into the ball game now as the Bobcats going to wrap up the win here this afternoon. They get it inside down to Cunningham. Fullerton is working with the ball. Dubas has got it. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Blue Hill. Coming back the other way is going to be Hafer. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Fullerton. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Jennifer Kanopic, and she's fouled into play. So Kanopic just came into the ball game, and she gets the driving layup. She is fouled into play here by Haley Kometcher. That's going to be her first. So now Kanopic will go to the free throw line for Fullerton. It's a 61-45 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead. The Bobcats going to go to 23-2 after this one today. Kanopic's free throw is up there and in, so a three-point play. 61-46. Here comes Haley Kometcher with the ball to the near sideline now to a Bailey Porter, who is into the ball game. Sends over on the far side. That's going to be Lindsey Hafer with the ball now. They're working around this zone defense for the final 15 seconds. Here's a feed to the near side to Porter. Her entry pass is deflected away from Strasburg. Ball is brought out of there by Fullerton, so that's a turnover on Blue Hill. Fullerton comes back the other direction, moves it down in the corner. There's a jumper up there. It's going to be no good, and ball goes out of bounds. We got 0.3 seconds remaining. And Fullerton will play things in. That was last touch by Blue Hill down here on the baseline. So Fullerton will play things in. They just lob it over here to the near sideline to Dubas, and that's the ball game. The Blue Hill Bobcats victorious here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament as they knock off Fullerton this afternoon. Final score, Blue Hill 61, Fullerton 46. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a cut, color, makeup, waxing, or massage. Main Street Styles also has beautiful boutique items for sale, such as purses, jewelry, hats, scarves, and wallets. Mandy, Kelly, Piper, Katie, and Carly wish the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats and area teams the best of luck and thanks you for your business. Located at 542 West Gage in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2887 to schedule an appointment. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in Blue Hill.
The Breeze,
94.5. Listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. An inspired performance here today for the Blue Hill Bobcats as they knock off the Fullerton Warriors in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Final score of 61-46 here this afternoon. Blue Hill led it from the start. They scored the first 5 points of the basketball game here today, led by a score of 12-11 after the first quarter. Blue Hill got into a 7-point lead a couple of times in the second period, a 24-17 and a 28-21, led by 8 points at halftime, 30-22. Fullerton was really never able to slice into that lead in the second half of play. Blue Hill had a 10-point lead still after three quarters at 46-36. Opened up a 15-point lead early in the fourth quarter at 51-36. Fullerton had one last run, got it down to 10 points at 51-41. Again, the Bobcats survive, and they win today over Fullerton by a score of 61-46. Blue Hill has now won 21 games in a row. They improved to 23 wins and 2 losses on the season, and they will play the top-seeded team, St. Mary's, tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the game for you right back here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at about 10:30 tomorrow. So Blue Hill will be in the semifinals in Class D1. Fullerton, they will end their season with a mark of 20 wins and 5 losses on the season. We'll come back and check the final totals as we continue on the postgame show right after this.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Again, our postgame show today is brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it again. Schedule your appointment today at New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. The Blue Hill Bobcats with a win here this afternoon over Fullerton. Blue Hill leading 12-11 after the first quarter, 30-22 at halftime, 46-36 after three, and they go on to win by 15 points today. The final of 61-46 in the ball game. The leading scorer for Blue Hill was Lene Kometscher, as she scores 23 points in the basketball game here today. Kometscher hit a couple of early three-pointers and three more three-pointers and a two-point field goal, and she was 6 out of 8 from the free-throw line. So Lene Kometscher leads the way with 23. Mackenzie Willicott, she had 8 field goals, and she was 6 out of 6 from the free-throw line. She scores 22. Kinsey Hubble, she's also in double figures as she scores 14 in the ball game today. Hubble, she knocks down one three-pointer, had 4 two-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free-throw line. So it was Kometscher with 23, Willicott with 22, and Kinsey Hubble with 14. The only other girl to score was Adrienne Lipker. She had a field goal and 2 points. For Fullerton, they were led today by Macy Peregrine as she scores 14 in the ball game. Holly Plumtree had 10 points. Then it was Spencer Herman scoring 9. 9 for Ashley Frenzen and 1 point for Cheyenne Ostrander. Checking the final shooting numbers in the ball game, Blue Hill ended up shooting 50% from the floor. They were 20 out of 40 today for 50%. Fullerton was 17 out of 42 for 40%. On three-pointers, Blue Hill was 6 out of 9 for 67%. Fullerton, 0 out of 6. From beyond the arc today. On rebounds, Fullerton had 25, Blue Hill had 21. Fullerton had 12 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Blue Hill had 6 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Blue Hill had 19 turnovers in the ball game. Fullerton had 17. Blue Hill with 9 steals in the ball game. Fullerton had 12. From the free throw line, Blue Hill very good, 15 out of 17, 88%. Fullerton was 12 out of 18 for 67%. Blue Hill had 1 block shot today, and the Fullerton had no block shots in the ballgame. So Blue Hill wins it by a score of 61-46. The Bobcats will play tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They'll take on St. Mary's, a team that is the top-seeded team here in Class D1. They won today over Friend by a score of 75-73. More action coming your way on our network of stations at Platte River Radio today. Coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight at 7. You'll have Giltner taking on Sandhills Thetford. Tonight at 8:45 on Classic Hits, it'll be Sutton against Freeman. Meanwhile, on 1230 KHIS tonight, you'll get the Hastings doubleheader. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on North Platte St. Pat's at 7 o'clock, followed by Hastings High against Norris at 8:45. And then tonight on ESPN 1460 KXPN, you'll get Kearney High up against Lincoln Northeast. So a good ball game today for the Blue Hill Bobcats as they knock off the Fullerton Warriors by 15, the final score of 61-46. That'll wrap things up from Lincoln for now here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. For my producer and engineer, Dakota Hilger, for my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.